is it that regarding the land of Israel, the women got it right and the men blew it? Let me explain. In this week's Torah reading of Pinchas, we have another national census. The Torah says,
Uve'ele lo haya ish mipkudei Moshe ve'Aaron.
Among those who were counted, there was no man from the census of Moses and Aaron. Because Moses' census was 40 years earlier, and all the men died off in the desert. But now, as we stand to enter the land of Israel, the wording of the verse is precise. Among these, there was no man. Rashi comments,
Aval al anashim lo nigzera gzerat ha-miraglim, lefi shehen hayu mechabevot et ha-aretz.
But the women were not included in the decree of the spies to die off in the desert, for they cherished the land. The men said, let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt. Whereas the women said, give us a portion in the land. The men died off because they believed the slander of the spies who spoke against the land of Israel. The women were optimistic. They were imbued with a sense of mission to conquer the land as God had promised, and they loved it. True, they were older and widowed, but they were the saints that came marching in there. So I asked Hera Belafonte, how is it that the women got it right?
The woman is Satan, that's right. The woman is Satan, that's right. That's right.
Smarter? I don't know. The founder of Beit El Ketzaleh had a different explanation. He quoted Rabbi Cook, who explains that in accordance with Jewish tradition, only women recite a certain blessing every morning, thanking God for creating them, quote, in accordance to His will. Rabbi Cook explains that the words in accordance to His will are profound. Women have an innate disposition to God's will and to spirituality. Men were created a bit more distant, and we require the toil of the commandments to bang us into spiritual shape. Women have natural antennas for spirituality. So when God promised that He'll bring us into the land of Israel, they believed Him and nothing got in their way. In our times, diaspora Jews face valid concerns about coming to Israel. They have elderly parents who can't travel. They have children who might be traumatized by the abrupt changes. And the doozer, how they make a living in Israel. In the times of Moses, you women rose above all the concerns that we men had and voted to come to Israel. We need you again today. Use the deep perception and extra dosages of divinity that God imbued in you to lead our entire nation back to our land. Remember, we, the men, blew it. Redemption is up to you, O daughters of Israel and women of valor. You did it before, you got to do it again today. Shabbat shalom from the beautiful hills of Beit El. Hey, I have a real favor to ask of you. No matter what platform you're watching this video on, please go to YouTube and search for our channel, Israel National Torah, and click on the red subscribe button underneath the channel. Because when we get 1,000 subscribers, YouTube takes us more seriously and promotes us more. Thanks in advance.